Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Asacker. Tom is the author of A Little Less Conversation, also A Clear Eye for Branding. Tom, give us your website and tell us how we can find your books.
You can find me at my name, TomAsacker.com. You can Google my name. You can go to AClearEye.com. I'm all over the place.
A-S-A-C-K-E-R is how you spell his last name. Tom, great. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the design of your business, folks. Tom asked the question, is your business producing the results it was designed to produce? And what you said in the previous segment was, it's producing whatever results your business is designed to produce. Meaning that if you're not happy with the results, you shouldn't be unhappy with the results. You should be unhappy with the design. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly what I'm saying. I mean, you need to look in detail at how it's designed and how you're executing against the design, and that's it. And then it'll produce, assuming that you have the correct design, it'll produce the results you're looking for.
All right, so,
I mean,
go ahead.
It's difficult for people to realize that business today, this is a complex marketplace,
mm-hmm.
more complex than it has ever been. It's getting more complex by the day. I mean, there is really no barrier to entry for anyone.
Right.
In any market anymore. So what happens? That means you cannot go into business and wing it. And I try to explain to people, I said, look, let's assume that you want to hit a Major League Baseball. So you grab this stick, and then I throw this ball at you. Now, I don't care if you spend 10,000 hours trying to hit that ball. You're never going to hit it. Because you have to start out by having an understanding and a design of how to hit this ball. You have to get a coach to show you. It's not an instinctual
mm-hmm.
thing to hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. You won't ever hit it. So you need to start from the other end, which is, I believe that I've got the right resources, help, advice. Two, I've got an understanding and a design of how to make this happen. And then three, go up there and start swinging with that design backing you up.
Mm-hmm.
And your people need to have that too. They don't want to be winging things. They want to have the design fully in mind so that when they are out interacting with people, when they're on social media, when they're doing their marketing, when they're doing their pricing, whatever they're doing, they understand how that matches the design of the business. That way they don't make any mistakes. The brand is consistent in people's minds. But that's not what people do.
See, this is the reason why some sales organizations are more successful than others, because they actually role play before they go in and they do debriefings after they come out. And
exactly right.
I was taught how to do that 30 plus years ago. I was taught how to prepare myself to role play either with somebody else or maybe just in my own head before I went on a call. And after I came out of the call to tear it down and you know put it back together, and find out what happened. And they called it self analysis. In those days,
Jim, I've watched my daughter's acting group rehearsing for plays, and they'll have somebody standing off to the side, not the producer or the director, but just one of the actors with a notebook.
Right.
And this person will watch the whole performance,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end she'll debrief with the entire team.
Right.
Saying, you know, I was watching Jim, and when you did this particular motion, it really wasn't coming across this
mm-hmm.
way. You know, but do we do that in business? I see it with the elite firms.
Right.
You know, I see it with the Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people go, oh, these people are a cult. No, they're not a cult. They have their design down to a science.
Well, what you're saying is, and I think you're right, way too many small businesses run their business after a fashion. They run it not that much different from the way they run their household, which is not, you know, not really businesslike, and they operate. And I'll tell you, here's what's worse, Tom. They operate their finances that way, and that's a recipe for failure. When you
well, don't think about it, Jim. Your finances are nothing more than the score of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's kind of after the fact. I'm looking at my finances. What do they reveal? They reveal how well we did in the first quarter or the second quarter. So, I mean, all of this is all connected to how you interact with people in the marketplace, not just your customers, but your employees.
Well, see, what
you're
talking
about. You're trying to get people to believe, and you're trying to get them to act on instinct.
But what you're trying to do, right? What you're talking about, Tom, is you're talking to people about, don't just be a business owner. Elevate yourself. Get yourself to the level where you're a professional manager. You're a professional operator. See, what you, the word that you're talking about is professional. You're talking the word you're looking for in terms of by design. Professionals know what has to be done and they execute. They know the rules. They know the steps. They know the parts of the process, and they know what has to be executed. And they know when it's not right. They know when it fails. They know when it needs to be fixed. That's a profession. And there's no reason why a small business owner can't be a small business owner and have fun, and not still be a professional operator, professional manager.
Well, and see, Jim, I think you hit the nail right on the head. Take a look at how the results are, and if they're not right, adjust.
Yeah, and if you don't know how to do that, if you don't know how to look at it, go back to what Tom said a while ago. Get a coach. Get somebody to help you. Get somebody who knows. Find a professional who can help you do that. Because if you're not getting the results, as Tom says, that your business is that you want, then you can fix that. Even if you're not a professional manager today, you can become one. It just takes time, education, and desire. Tim Till, right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.